Building recovery. Stage 2, foundation. Session 3. Are all your rooms the right size? Are all your rooms the right size? Now, we know when we were planning our recovery building, we thought about what rooms we wanted in that building. We thought about the size of those rooms. In other words, the proportion in our life that we wanted things. And planning is one thing, building is another, and living in the building is a third thing. So we've got a number of things to continue to think about as the building evolves, as we commit more time and more investment in this project and in this property. So today we're asking the question, are all your rooms the right size? Now, what is a room essentially? If we think about the house, and don't forget, we're still at the foundation stage now, so this would only be a foundation wall, what's called a foundation wall. So you'd be able to see by the bricking where those rooms are, and then there'd be concrete in between. If anyone's seen the foundation of a house, you'll know what I'm talking about. Those rooms have to be planned from the beginning. But when you look at a house like that at the foundation stage and you see the concrete and you see the foundation walls, essentially what you've got are boundaries. We're going to talk about boundaries later in the next session in a more general sense. But here we're talking about room boundaries. A wall is simply a boundary between two rooms. So let's think about it in the context of boundaries at the moment. You see, because if you've planned to have your boundaries in those places, in other words, I want my family room to be twice as big as my friendship room. I want my work room to be the same size as my family room, etc., etc. That's planning, right? But things happen. And if you find that as you try and build your foundation now, in practice, which is what this is, you find that actually your walls keep moving. Your walls keep moving. You planned to spend a lot more time with the family. Actually, the workroom is getting bigger and bigger. Or you plan to do a lot more stuff on your hobbies, but actually you spend a lot more time with your friends, and so on and so forth. You find your rooms are getting different sizes. And this happens for different reasons. And remember, we always apply this principle that difficulties are our greatest teacher. And again, I urge you to look at the podcast on that. So we do engage with our difficulties and we say, look, don't ignore this. Because one of the ways to build a sloppy or an unsolid, unstable, shall we say, foundation is to not take notice of where the rooms and the boundaries keep moving. So what are some of the reasons? I'm just going to briefly look at some of the reasons why your rooms keep shifting sizes like this. One is compliance, what we call compliance in the therapy business. If you've got a compliant personality, and this may apply more to people on the codependent side rather than the addictive side, but in working in a lot of treatment centres, I saw a lot of compliant personalities. With inexperienced counsellors, the compliant personality looks like someone who's just doing really well. If they're in a residential treatment centre, they'll always be on time. They'll always put their work in first. They'll always commit to written work. They'll always answer questions. They'll always engage in therapy. They'll always put their hand up to talk. All of that stuff will look great, but actually they're just acting out on their addiction because they're in a compliant personality. In other words, they're under pressure to please people. They think everything's going to work out if everybody gets happy with them. Or they have a big fear of rejection and so on. This gets quite complicated, but essentially, one of the reasons your boundaries of your rooms may change is because of a thing called compliance. So watch out for that. If you're a compliant personality, you need to really put the sentries at that sort of place where you say, right, where do I want these rooms? How can I maintain those boundaries and engage with my compliant difficulties? Of course, the second reason why the boundaries might shift is entirely the opposite. You may just be behaving selfishly. You may say, well, you know, I want my family room this size, I want my work room that size, but actually I spend all day playing golf. right? My hobby room is just getting massively big, and the family room is shrinking, the work room is non-existent, and the friendship room is not even that big either. It's like a cubbyhole, right? That is because you're behaving selfishly. And so now you're actually moving your boundaries yourself. You're allowing them to move because you want to have fun and you don't want to engage with a properly well-built foundation. And again, you're living on luck. You're just hoping that life doesn't throw difficulties at you and that people just let you get on with your own selfish lifestyle. But I assure you, they're not going to do it. Life isn't going to look after you in a way that simply makes everything happen the way you want it to. So you have to wake up and smell the coffee and you have to say, right, I now have to put those rooms in as I want them, and I now have to find a way of maintaining those boundaries between the rooms. So let's look at a third reason sometimes why these room boundaries seem to shift. And this is because we get bullied into it, or we bully ourselves through a kind of occurring nature. And so what will happen is often family get involved at this point. And this is a very serious question, actually. If you're very involved with your family, do watch out for this, because I assure you it is coming. It comes in every recovered life. What am I talking about? Well, often a family send an addicted family member to rehab. They'll pay for them. They'll be extremely upset. They'll want things to get better. And they will often say, you know, all we want is for you to get well. That's all we want, and so on. And it's all very emotional and all very difficult. And of course, as far as they know, this is perfectly genuine. But what I have seen time and time again is that actually it's closer to the truth to say that the family actually want you within certain parameters. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is they don't just want you well and healthy. Let's say, for instance, they did. Let's just compare it. And let's say a family really wanted you to be everything you could be, the best you could be. Well, I assure you that if you get into authentic recovery, then it's relentless growth. You're not going to stop just because you got sober. You're not going to stop just because you got acting out. You're basically going to grow as a person unbelievably once you get into your recovered self. Now, I assure you, for most families, eventually, at some point, this is going to feel uncomfortable for them. And this is when that truth will emerge, that they just wanted you this well. But they wanted you to stay inside that parameters, because, you see, let's remember something. When we're talking about family now, you've been making them look good for years, right? In the nicest possible sense, you never turned up when you said you would. You didn't pay what you say you'd pay. You were dishonest. You were deceitful. You let them down. All the time you're doing this, in the nicest possible way, as I say, with all due respect, they don't have to look at themselves. All they've got to do is look at you and they feel good. All they've got to do is look at you and they seem that they're doing fine. What happens when you recover? You're building a foundation now for that recovery. What happens when you start building that ground floor? Oh, fantastic, he's got a job, you know, he's doing well, he's staying sober, blah, fantastic. What happens then when you start building that first floor? We'll talk about this in more detail later, but I assure you, once you start talking about your dreams, your ambitions, once you start raising the bar around your authenticity, once you start being honest with them, well, some of the things you're going to be honest about is where you're not too happy with their behaviour. You know, you start drawing attention, not because you mean to, but just because of a natural evolution of your own recovered self. You start drawing attention to the way maybe their standards aren't that great here and there. You've been making them look good for years. Now suddenly you're making them look a little bit shabby here and there. You're flying and they're still where they were, right? This is where you'll hear those telltale signs. I've heard this reported so many times. You'll hear something like, oh, I liked you better when you were drinking. Oh yes, that's the one. Or you'll say, why don't you just have a drink at weekends? You know, surely you're better now. Why do you have to keep doing this recovery thing? You're fine now. You know, you'll start to hear something that will show you that they are beginning to get uncomfortable. So watch out for that. Sometimes it takes a couple of years before that happens, so it may not be on the horizon just yet, but I assure you it will be coming. So that's the third reason. We get bullied, or some kind of curring sense makes us shift the room boundaries. So that could be around your family, maybe just persuading you to spend more time with them, to ignore your time for yourself, etc., etc. All these three reasons, compliance, selfishness, and bullying, are really three of the main ones. You may be able to add some more, but they're three of the main reasons why your room boundaries tend to shift. Now, one other thing I want to mention in this session. You see, at the planning stage, we designed our foundation, didn't we? We said, this is how I want my future. I want this room, this room, this room, and this room, and this room. Great. But we have to allow for something, don't we? Things change. Things change. Remember, that was the design of someone who wasn't recovered yet. You're imagining who your recovered self is going to be. But a few things can happen. You may have the wrong idea. You may be still building someone else's design. That may change as you get to know yourself better. Your recovered self might be a different person than you imagined. All of these things cause you to rethink your rooms. So let's make a distinction now between the boundaries being changed because of unhealthy reasons and the boundaries being changed because you decided to change them. You see, I'm all for that. If you have said to yourself, actually, do you know what? That was the design, but now that I get here, actually, I want to spend more time at work. I want to spend less time on hobbies, etc., etc. Whatever, so long as it's your design, so long as it's self-determined, as long as you're making choices and taking responsibility for those choices, I am happy with it. Because essentially, if you've got those rooms slightly in the wrong place and the wrong size, well, that's something you're going to have to deal with and you're going to have to take responsibility for. So as long as it's your choice, I don't mind. So in review, let's just go back now and just look at what we've done. We're asking the question in this session, are your rooms right-sized? And we've looked at the idea that the foundation wall of each room is really a boundary. And those boundaries shift. And that's what we're looking for, because we're looking for difficulties to become our greatest teacher. So we're saying that there are all sorts of reasons, compliance, selfishness, bullying, stroke, caring, which can affect the room walls and have them shifting around. We need to be interested in that. But there is another reason, another side to it, and that is that as you get into real, authentic recovery, you might actually choose to change the room size. Well, that's fine too, because we can rethink it. So I hope you got a lot from that. Again, I'm packing a lot in here, so I'd like you to think about listening to it a couple of times and really thinking about this and thinking about the implications for yourself. In the meantime, I will see you at the next session. Bye for now.